Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Nitzavim and Vayelech. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Nitzavim, we begin with a declaration, a statement from Moshe Rabbeinu to Bnei Yisrael. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. You are all standing firm before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone is standing firm. Everyone is standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Rashechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Beshotrechem. Rashi says that it's the heads of your Shvatim and Zekenim and Shotrechem. And not just them though. It's Kol Ish Yisrael. Everybody in Bnei Yisrael. Tapchem, Neshechem, Gercha. Not only that, but even one could say the lower people of society, Chotev Eitzecha, Shoev Meimecha, everyone is here standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why? The Torah tells us, Le'ovrecha bivrit Hashem Elokecha uva'alato asher Hashem Elokecha koreit imcha hayom. We have to be reintroduced to the Brit between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Pasuk Yud Bet, Lema'an Hakim Otcha Hayom Lo Le'am, V'hu Yiye Lecha Le'elokim, Ka'asher Diber Lach. This is the Brit. The Brit is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mekayim, to lift you up, and to become a nation, He'll be your God. And so what we have here is all of Bnei Yisrael are Nitzavim, from the word Meitzav, or from the word Matseva. And why? In order, lema'an hakim otcha lo le'am. Rav Dor, the long-standing Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Chorev in Yerushalayim, Chorev Banim, points out that this reminds us of a halacha mentioned earlier in Chumash, earlier in Sefer Devarim, in Parshat Shoftim, in Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Chaf Bet. The Torah tells us, "Velo takim lecha matzeva asher sanei Hashem Elokecha." In our parsha, we have that you are nitzavim to become a monument for Hashem lema'an hakim otcha lo le'am matzeva la'akim. And yet in Shoftim we say, "Velo takim lecha matzeva asher sanei Hashem Elokecha." You're not allowed to set up a monument that Hashem hates. So focusing on that pasuk in Shoftim for a moment, we have to ask a very simple question that the Mefarshim deal with and the Gemara deals with. V'lo takim lecha matzeva asher sanei Hashem Elokecha. The Mefarshim, and all the way back to the Gemara, asks a very simple question. What do you mean v'lo takim lecha matzeva? Take a look at all of Sefer Bereishit. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, each one of them set up a matzevot, many of them. Each one of them set up these rocks, these one rock monuments. I don't want to use the word mizbeach, because mizbeach means many rocks together, but it's a one rock mizbeach. So how is it possible that it's okay for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all of a sudden we turn to Shoftim, to Parashat Shoftim, Perek Tet Zayin, it's Aser. So the Gemara asks that question, Masechet Pesachim Daf Peichet Amar Aleph. The Gemara asks that question, and Rashi there on the Pasuk quotes that Gemara. Rashi there says, V'yafal pi shahaita ahuvalo bimei ha'avot, even though the Ematseva was beloved in the days of the Avot, achshav snua, now it is hated. Me'achar she'asa'uha elu chok le'avorazara. Since Avodah Zarah turned a matzeva, the nature, so to speak, of a matzeva into Avodah Zarah, we don't do it anymore. It used to be beloved and beautiful, and today it is disgusting and usher. Rav Kook explains that this idea is a fundamental aspect of Torah. The fundamental aspect that the physical world, the Olam HaGashmi, is not in itself bad or good. The physical world and everything we know, food, clothing, housing, money, even a regular simple rock, the whole physical world is not bad or good. It has the potential for amazing heights if it's used properly. And it also has, chas v'shalom, the potential for disgusting and terrible depths if it is used improperly. And the matseva, a single rock, is a perfect, maybe even a paradigmatic expression of that idea. You take a rock, a plain, old, simple rock sitting on the ground, and you lift it, you straighten it, you turn it up a little bit, mekayem, mekim, and it can become literally a vehicle for holiness. One rock, a plain, old, simple, physical rock, and I turn it into something holy, to something that's a vehicle for holiness. However, that same rock, and the whole institution, so to speak, of a matzeva, can be turned bad, can be turned into avodah zarah, and we don't do it now today because of the way it became in the world. Excuse me. So that is the iser in Shoftim of lo takim lacha matzeva. And now we turn back to our parsha. Bnei Yisrael, all of Bnei Yisrael, not just the leaders of the Shvatim, and not just the Zakenim, and not just the Shotrim, but even the simple people, the Chotev Eitzim, the people who chop the wood, and Shoev Maim, the water carriers, even they, each one of us individually, and all of us collectively, can become a Matseva. Lema'an Hakim Otcha Hayom Lo Le'am. Hashem is turning back the clock. You, Bnei Yisrael, can become a Matseva. You're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. You're about to continue the destiny, the job, the mandate that was given to you all the way back at Har Sinai and began at Yitziat Mitzrayim. And you have to know that you, Bnei Yisrael, not just the elite, not just the Zakenim, but every single Jew, individually and collectively, has the potential to become a Matseva. But a matzeva can, chas v'shalom, go the opposite way as well. It's an important, important message as we enter Rosh Hashanah. But we have to ask one more question. Why now? Why in Parshat Nitzavim, why now does Hashem make this declaration? Why now does Moshe gather Bnei Israel and tell them, you can be a matzeva? Rashi, perhaps, on our Parsha, Parshat Nitzavim, answers that question. Take a look at Rashi in Perek Chavtet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Says Rashi, Lefi shehayu Yisrael yotzin miparnas leparnas mimoshe liyoshua lefikach asa otam matzeva kedei lezarzem. Rashi tells us, also based on the Gemara, that Bnei Yisrael were transitioning from leader to leader, from Moshe to Yoshua. And every time there is transition in any form, transition can breed nervousness, transition can breed fears of instability, of uncertainty, of volatility. And Hashem therefore says, no! You are a matzeva. You can be stable. You can be steady. You can be unwavering. As long as you act like a matzeva and chas v'shalom, not the opposite. We can go back to the days of the Avot and we can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything we do. We can recognize the values of Torah in everything we do. We can recognize the power of Achdut in everything we do. And so on and so on. You can be a matzeva. Is it nerve-wracking to have Yoshua instead of Moshe? Of course it is. But we can stay firm and stable. Nitzavim. Meitzav. Matzeva. This is really, really an important message for the Yamim Noraim. It's the beginning of a new year. It's also an important message for the beginning of a school year. It's the beginning, it's the brand new idea. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new opportunity. Does that breed nervousness? Of course. Does it breed fears of instability? Of course. I have no clue what the year is bringing. I have no idea. And I daven and daven for myself and for my family and for my students and for all of Klal Yisrael, as all of you do. All of us do. But we're nervous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us, no. Atem nitzavim hayom, kulchem. Everybody, individually and collectively, has the potential to be a solid matzeva, firm in our beliefs, firm in our direction, firm in our commitments, firm in our love for Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Torah Yisrael. And if we stay firm, then we mamash can be a matzeva. We ourselves also can be a vehicle, be'ezrat Hashem, for Kedusha. Have a Shabbat Shalom.